Rechners, maar ça veut dire que les sous-titres, c'est Rechners, mais Daniel Shane, c'est le chauffeur. OK. So, this Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar. And it's interesting, if you look in Mishneh Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. If you want to see it, it's the fourth volume, Tov Chav Ches Dalet, Sim Tov Chav Ches Siv Dalet, and and there it has special rules. Of and Rabbi Meir, you're about Korei, so you could testify to these rules that Parshas Bamidbar is Kodem Atzeres, that we always read Bamidbar before Shavuos. Tisha B'Av Kodem Va'eschanan, we read Tisha B'Av, and then, in other words, certain occasions and the Parshas HaShavua always come either before or after. We know that Shabbos Nachamu is always Va'eschanan. And the Shabbos before Bamidbar is always what? Is the Shabbos before Shavuos is Bamidbar. And he has a way of remembering these things. He says, Manu va'atzru. Manu, meaning count. Bamidbar is the count. Va'atzru. And then keep atzeres. Or tsumu v'tzolu. Tzumu fast on Tisha B'Av, and then Tzolu, read Parshas Vaeschanan, because Vaeschanan is the tzlosa, is the prayer of Moshe Rabbeinu to try to get into Eretz Yisrael. Right? So that's the and there are others. There are others here. This you could all see in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Chav Ches, Sif Dalet. Okay? Oh. So there is, right, oh, you see, share with the screen here, right, etc. Right, see where he says, La Olam Karim, Sivdalit, Piktu, Pishu, etc. All those rules. La Olam Karim, Pashba, Bamidbar, Sinai, Kodem Atzeres, Tisha B'Av, Kodem Atzeres, Atem Nitzavim, Called him Rosh Hashanah. And he gives you the way of remembering it. Manu v'atzu tzomu v'tzlu kumu u'tiku. Kumu atem nitzavim. And then tiku, the next Shabbos, is what? Is Rosh Hashanah. The next, I mean, that week is Rosh Hashanah. So kumu v'tzu. So there is a bir halacha here in the Mishnah Berurah, the bir halacha. He says, V'lif'omim ach parshas noso kodem atzeres. That once in a while, they're going to have what? That noso is going to be before Shavuos. Noso will be before Shavuos. Usually noso is the Shabbos right after Shavuos. And once in a while, noso will be before Shavuos. What's the hechitimta also hashana haisa in a leap year, and chag Rosh Hashanah biyom hey. And if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday, and it's a shana muberes, then there's a be in that situation, it could be. That it'll be Naso will come first before. But usually it's Manu Va'atzru. Count, meaning read Su'u as Rosh, Parshas Bamidbar, and then Atzru, and then keep Shavuos. Tzumu. So there's a man who's attending my shiur, Rabbi Amos Alter from the West Side. So he told me yesterday, that it's in Chutz La'aretz, it'll happen three times in a century. Now, Rabbi Meza, you're the Baal Korah here. So, three times in a century. You hear this, Johnny? Three times in a century, Noso will come before Shavuos. Do you remember the last time? He had the years. That three times in a century. In Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Walter said they might have a little bit more because they keep only one day Yontif. But three times, Rabbi Walter said to me, three times in 100 years are we going to have Nusso before Shavuos. Oh. So there is a sefer called Chevel Nachaloso that's written by a Rav Yaakov Epstein. And in his sefer, on the 15th volume of the sefer, he has a discussion about Kriyas Parshas Bamidbar Kodem Shavuos. And he quotes a story. That happened on Shnas Tovshin Ayin Dalet. Tovshin Ayin Dalet. Okay, he was talking about Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if America's the same, but there was a story that a bar mitzvah boy knew that his bar mitzvah is going to be the Shabbos before Shavuos. Right? So he prepared his bar mitzvah for Bamidbar. And sure enough, that year it was Nosso. So he prepared the wrong parsha, because he knew that he was born right before Shavuos. So his bar, whatever. So his bar mitzvah he knew was going to be the week before Shavuos, and the week before Shavuos. I told you in America, it's only Rabbi Walter tell me three times in 100 years it's going to happen. The people don't even realize that it's going to happen three times in 100 years. So normally, if you know your bar mitzvah is the Shabbos before Shavuos, so it's bar midbar. It's a no-brainer. So he prepared bar midbar, and all of a sudden, I guess I don't know. It doesn't say exactly when he figured out. And it's the wrong, he did the wrong parsha. And that Shabbos is really Nosso. So it's interesting, discussion of, what do you do in such a, this happened to, I've dealt with this question in the past where a bar mitzvah boy, prepared the parsha that was, the week before he was really bar mitzvah, by mistake, and what do you do? So there's a discussion in the poskim. So this is an interesting keichi timtza, because this they just thought there's a it's pashut that they're gonna he's gonna lay in bar midbar, so I don't know whether they figured it out a couple of weeks before and he talked with. Laying to the bar mitzvah, bar mitzvah that he prepared the week before he was really bar mitzvah. What? Because there is a discussion in the Gemara and Megillah of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Tanur Rabban Hakol Olim Leminyan Shiva, Afilu Katan Afilu Isha. In other words, the Gemara says that everyone could count for the seven aliyas, even a katan, even a woman. So he says, but even though technically a woman could be one of the seven oilim, but the Gemara says that it's not proper, it's not kovet hatzibur that a woman could go up for an aliyah on Shabbos for one of the seven.
Careful, Rabbi. We're recording this. We might send it to the women of the wall.
Yeah, the women of the wall, that's right. But it says they shouldn't go up. They come and see, right? So there's this discussion in the poskim. What does it mean when a cotton could get an aliyah, so could he also be the Baal Kor? Because in those days, the person who got the aliyah was also the Baal Kor. Like some Sfardim do that today. I think Rav Avadi Yosef, when he got an aliyah, he would read it. So that's the so the Knesset HaGedolah says Dafka Laminyan Shiva Mitztaref Avaliosu Makre Eino Yochol Achia Ben Shalosh Esrei B'Yovishtei Saros. So he says it only means that he can get the Aliyah. It doesn't mean he could be the Baal Kore. But others disagree. The Bach is a Bach on in the end of Siman Tov Resh Pei Hei in the Tur, where he says that he could even be the Baal Kore. Because what's the idea? And this idea is explained in the various Svarim and the Sefer Iturei Megillah by Rav Joachim Getzel Fashkes. And Rav Schechter has this Svara in the Nefesh HaRav from Rav Moshe in the name of the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that it could be that Kriyas HaTorah is not a din. In other words, you're making Kiddush tonight for your family. So it's Shomei Ka'ona, right? You make Kiddush and everyone else is going to listen because you're a Bar Chiyuva. So the Chiyuv is really to say the Kiddush. And therefore, you're a Bar Chiyuva. You could make the Kiddush on behalf of anyone else. But it could be the Kriyas HaTorah, the mitzvah is just Shmiya. To hear it's not Pshat that you really have to read it and you motzi them in the Kriya. No. You have to say it, and they listen. So therefore, if it's a din in the kriya, so then if you're not a bar chiyuva, you can't be motzi someone in the kriya. But if it's only a din in the shmiya, so then the kid could remain, even though he's not a bar chiyuva, and everyone else will hear on their own, and therefore the Bach says that a cotton could be a bal kore, even though that's not the way we normally do. But there's a discussion in the poskim that maybe in such a situation where there was a mistake, like he prepared Parshas Bamidbar in a year that it was going to be not so, and Bamidbar was really the week before his bar mitzvah, or some other mistake that people made. So there's a discussion that some poskim hold that you could rely on this Bach. And
The
the
Dalet
Rimi and the
Parshias.
Mil, well,
The Dalet Parshias.
and, okay, the Dalet Parshios is more,
Zakhar.
more chomer, right? Than that. So that's but okay. Usually, it's not going to happen during the and the
But
Dalet Parshios usually is not is never the Parshios HaShavua, meaning it's the it's so it's going to be the Maftir. So what if he prepared that by mistake? So okay, so he won't lane the.
I was thinking more like a boy's bar mitzvah parshas that week. Does he lane the Dalet parshas? But
Yeah,
so.
but the weeks of the Dal Parshas, the Parshas Shavua is no different
Right.
than any other. It's only the Maftir could be different. And Rav Shechter quotes a famous story from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik's father, that the Baal, there was once a shul that the Baal Kore said to one of the Baalabatim that he doesn't like him, and he's when he reads the Torah, he's going to have in mind to be motzi everyone except for this guy. So the question was, does this guy have to go now to a different shul? So Rav Shachtia quotes from Ramosh Salvechik that he doesn't, because it's not pshat he's being motzi. It's not like Kiddush, where really I have to read it, the Kiddush, say it, and he's be motzi. It's a din in the just the shmiya. So the shmiya you're doing for yourself. The shmiya you're doing for yourself, and that's the. So in terms of the you know so There could be what to rely on, that if he prepared the wrong bar mitzvah parsha and he's still a katan at that time, that he could still be the Baal Kore, because the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is just the shmiya. People have to, it's not pshat that they really have to read it from the Torah. Like when Megillas Esther, you really have to read it from the Megillas Esther. And when you read it, and when you listen, it's as if you read it. Here, it's not ki'ilu, it's as if you read it. All you have to do is it's a mitzvah in the Shmiya, as Rav Shechter said from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and the same for Tur Megillah, etc. Now, there's an so that's this week's parsha. Now, there's another shaila. There is a tshuva sefer called Shut Rabbi Akiva Yosef. The Shut Rabbi Akiva Yosef is one of the most fascinating svarim. You have to know who Rabbi Akiva Yosef was. Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, who was a Hungarian Rav, and then was in Eretz Yisrael, and he's the one. You have to have a lot of guts to do this. He's the one who permitted in Yerushalayim to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shechalios B'Shabbos, because the Rif held you could do it b'fnei Bezdin. So you convene three people, you have a Bezdin, then they blew. So we usually don't follow that shita. We hold that maybe we don't, we know you need a Bezdin smoot, whatever. But you have to have a lot. So he wrote, so that's his most famous thing that people know him for. For that, if you would hold that you can blow shofar, Rosh Hashanah, Shechalios B'Shabbos, that would be the most famous thing he's known for. But he has very interesting tshuvas. So he has a tshuva about next week, Parshas Noso, this week, this year, Parshas Noso. The question was, a ben chutz la'aretz, so a person is in Eretz Yisrael, say. He went to Avital Talmud, he said he's going to Eretz Yisrael for Shavuos. Right? He's going to Eretz Yisrael for Shavuos. And on the second day of Shavuos, he davened in a Israeli minyan. And they're going to read this coming Shabbos, not this Shabbos, the Shabbos, which is Yom Tov Sheni for us. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a regular Shabbos, not this Shabbos, next week. And could he get an aliyah for Parshas Noso? Because American, they're only going to read Parshas Noso the week after. So that was the shaila, whether you could get an aliyah for a kriya that you're not chayiv, because he's only going to be reading the Torah he's all because come back to America, they're reading Noso the week after. It happens to be that, in this situation, it's interesting they were going to take a boat back. We live, who takes a boat there as well? The old days, I know Rebbetzin Yudin, Rebbe Binyamin Yudin's wife speaks about when she went to study in Eretz Yisrael, we went by boat. So it was a month boat ride. So it could be that this person wasn't going to get muscle anyway, even in America, because they were going to still be on the boat. So, okay, but that adds the question whether what's the din if a person is in a shul where they're reading a kriya that he's not obligated in. So could he get an aliyah for that kriya? So here, that's the shaila. You're in Eretz Yisrael next Shabbos, and you die, and somehow you're in an Israeli minyan that's davening and that's reading Parshas Noso, and you really are, and you keep it right. Should you, can you get an aliyah? What do we say? No, I'm an American. This Shabbos is for me is really Yontif. So Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger in his Sefer quotes from the Tshuva of the Shmos Yaakov. The Shmos Yaakov has the following situation. What if a person who lives in Yerushalayim and it's Purim, and on the Yud Daled, whereas Purim and outside of Yerushalayim, he's outside of Yerushalayim, but he didn't get there in time to mechayiv himself in the mitzvahs. See, if a Yerushalayim Dikayid comes to Chves Tel Aviv for the first day of Purim, and he's there at the beginning of the day, he has to be there by Alos HaShachar. He has to already be there. So he came the night before. This guy, he just came for Shacharis in the morning. He came for Shacharis in the morning. So it was after Alos HaShachar he got there. So he's not chayiv to do any of the mitzvahs. For him, it's not Purim at all. And he's going to go back the next day and celebrate in Yerushalayim. But, and then, so they're now Purim day, and then for the people who are keeping Purim on Yud Daled, which are the people Chutz Yerushalayim are, they're doing a lot. They're laning Vayavo Amalek, like we do late on Purim day. We have a Kriyas HaTorah before the Megillah, right? Vayavo Amalek. So could he get an aliyah for that Vayavo Amalek on the day that's Purim in outside of Yerushalayim? But for him, it's not Purim. So the Shavuos Yaakov says, but yeah, for sure, I think he could. I think he could. Why? Because he says that you see from the din that a katan could get an aliyah, a isha really could get an aliyah, just that she doesn't get between kavod and tzibur. A katan can get an aliyah. So what does that mean? A katan can get an aliyah. A katan can get an aliyah. That means that even though he's not a bar chiyuva, could still get an aliyah. He's olah l'minyan shiva. We had a discussion just before whether he's considered a bar chiyuva, whether he could be the Baal Kori or not. Like the Gemara doesn't say b'feirush he could be the Baal Kori, he says get an aliyah. But some say that he can get an aliyah, but he can't be the Baal Kori. We're still cut. And the Bach is the one who says no, he can even be the Baal Kori. So since the halacha is that he can get the aliyah, so a katan is not chayiv in any kriya, and he could still get the aliyah. So he says, you see from here that even though you're not chayiv in the kriya, you could still get an aliyah. So that's what he said that
The cotton is chayv mitam chinuch, though, like the Rabbanon, he's.
right, he's chayiv mitam chinuch, true, but it's still a lower level chiyuv than anyone else. So maybe he can't be motzi.
But for the adult who doesn't have a chiyuv, he doesn't have a chiyuv at all for himself. Not saying to be yotzi other people, but for himself, how can he say the bracha? He's not chayav in that parsha, or he's not. Otherwise, he doesn't have that. He's not even drabanan in that parsha.
Right, but he's saying. So that he's saying that he can get the. I'll read you the Shavuos Yaakov. He says, Then he discusses that maybe the din that a katan can get an aliyah is only when there's seven kruim, like on Shabbos. But maybe when you have to read three, then those three have to be gedolim. Because the Gemara never said it by three. Your Gemara never said it by seven. You could say there's no difference. So that was the discussion. So based on that, Rav Akiva Yosef said he thinks that if you're in Yerushalayim, if you're in Eretz Yisrael next Shabbos and you're davening in an Israeli minyan and they give you an aliyah with Parshas Naso, so that you could take the aliyah. That's what his opinion is. Okay, that's an interesting. So there's an interesting shaila we have both about Parshas Bamidbar. If somebody prepared Bamidbar, and it's a year that one of the 3 years in the century that it's going to be that Nosso was going to be the parsha before, and the other thing, there's a say, or and the question about parshas Nosso is, could you get an aliyah in parshas Nosso if you're an American and you're in a minyan in Israel where they're reading like next Shabbos, where they're going to read parshas Nosso on Shabbos? So do we say that you're not chayiv in Nosso now, so you can't get, or do we say, like George said, or do we say, whether you say no, that you could get because you don't have to be chayiv? So those are two interesting shilas, both about Parshas Bamidbar and Parshas Noso. There's a sefer called Pardes Yosef. Pardes Yosef was a businessman in Europe, and he wrote a sefer on Chumash, and somehow it's on Bereishis, Shmos, and Vayikra. And he never, he didn't do it, or we don't have it, and he didn't do Bamidbar Dvar. It's a famous sefer. It's called Pardes Yosef. The name is hard to pronounce. It's a long name. You can look it up on your computer. Pardes Yosef, Papa, whatever. It's hard to pronounce. So there's a yid in Eretz Israel. His name is, you found it, remember? Rav David Avram Mandelbaum. His nephew, his uncle used to be the librarian in BYU from 1948 to 1998. And he writes a lot of different svarim, so he decided he's going to write a Pardes Yosef on Bamidbar and Dvar. And he's going to call it Pardes Yosef HaChadosh. In other words, he's going to write a similar style sefer, and the style that the Pardes Yosef had. But it's interesting that he didn't, like the Beis HaLevi on Chumash is a world famous sefer, but we only have Brachos and Shmos. What happened to the rest? Whether he didn't write it, there's one story that they say he was only doing the Chumash. He wasn't feeling well, so he wasn't able to learn Gemara those days. So he wrote a sefer on a lighter sefer on Brachos and Shmos. Then he got better, so he went back to, that's one story. There's another story that, or maybe he did write, or maybe he didn't write. I don't know. Face this. But when I was writing my Sfar Chumash, Rabbi Shimshon Scherer said to me, "Make sure to finish." Some people start and they don't finish, so I made sure to finish. To write the whole, Chamisha Chumshi Torah. So these were Gedolim for some reason that either we don't have them. So why am I telling you the story? So the Pardes Yosef HaChadosh, he writes that what's the idea that we read Bamidbar at the end of the year before Shavuos, and then we read Noso the right after Shavuos, except for the 3 years in 100 that we don't, but in general we do, because he says we end the year with the Klolos, right, B'chukosai, like last week we did the Klolos. So therefore, we don't want to have the clause right before our Shana, so we have a buffer of Bamidbar. But it's Tichla Shana, what? The Kiloseha. The Rosh Hashanah is one of the Rosh Hashanim, right? Because Machag and Rosh Hashanah, we need on Paris HaElam, right? So we finished the previous year with all its curses should be behind us. And that's why we have B'chukosai, and then we have the buffer of Bamidbar. But then the new year is what? What's the phrase? Tichla shana v'kiloseha, but tochel shana u'birchaseha. And we want to start the new year after Shavuos with bracha. So that's why we read. So he writes, he quotes from somebody. That's why we read Parshas Noso after Shavuos, because Parshas Noso is Birchas Kohanim, right? And we want to start the new year with bracha. So that's why, Noso is usually after, and I guess in the years that, in the 300 years that we'll read Noso before Bamidbar, we'll get the bracha earlier, I guess. But that's the Tichla Shana Kilosah, Tahal Shana Birchasel. But let me tell you one more, I said over to my Talmidim, that what's the mnemonic device to remember? Manu v'atzru. Read Bamidbar, because what's Bamidbar? Manu, counting. V'atzru. and then you should keep Shavuos. And that's the siman to remember that Parshas Bamidbar is usually before Shavuos. So there's a beautiful vort. There's a beautiful vort from the it's Rav Shol Brach quotes it, says it over based on Eponim Yofos. He says that the famous Medrash in Parshas Bamidbar, the Yalkut Shimoni, that says that when Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, the Umas Olam were jealous. So he says, why are they, getting close to Hashem more than we are? And then Hashem responded, so bring the Sefer, you bring your Sefer Yochsin, just like my Klal Yisrael did. So the Shol Brach asked the question, but what's their problem? Hashem offered the Torah to everybody. They just didn't accept it. So what's the problem? So he said, no, the problem was they were bothered that there's a special closeness, the Medrash says, that Klal Yisrael have with Hashem that they don't have. Not just about Kabbalah Sattar. So what's the vort? So he says like this. We know that Hashem says, Dover Shkorim, the Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Aleph. Dover, I'm quoting from the Bios HaBoker. By the way, Bios HaBoker is a very interesting sefer I should mention. Bios HaBoker, it's written by Rav Shol Brach, and it's a sefer all about the Yontav of Shavuos. It ties in every parsha in the whole Chumash Torah and Tanakh with Matan Torah, with Torah, Shavuos, etc. It's a Hungarian Rav, Bios HaBoker. So he says like this. He says, Hashem says, Dover Shkorim lo yikom l'neged einai. Somebody who's not an honest person, I can't be close to. Now, Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk in Sefaniah says, Sheris Yisrael lo yasu avlo, lo yidabru chazav. So he says like this, that what's the something special about the minyan, about the counting of Klal Yisrael? And I think once we see what he says, now we'll understand better the mnemonic device of Manu Va'atzu. The counting should be right before Matan Torah. Why? So he says like this. We know that Klal Yisrael was counted several times. So there was three counts. So the count that we have in this week's parsha was in Chodesh Iyar. But the count before that was in Tishrei of the same year. So what was the purpose of counting? And in Parshas Pekudei, it says what? How much was Klal Yisrael? 603,550. 603,550. That's what it says in Pekudei. And in Bamidbar, again, 603,550. So what's the point? That it's the same amount? So he says like this. He says a beautiful idea from the Panim Yafus. He says, even though it was the same year, one was in Tishrei, one was in Iyar, and it was the same number, but there's something very significant that the numbers were the same. You know why? The Panim Yafus says like this. Because in Bamidbar, they were about, it's before they go into Eretz Yisrael. And the count in Bamidbar was different than the count in Tishrei and Pekudei. Why? Because that count before was a count of all of Klal Yisrael. How much all of Klal Yisrael were? 603,550. But if you look in Bamidbar, what's Bamidbar? It's not just the count of what? It's not just the count of what? Of how many people there were. But what was it? It was the count of every tribe individually. And then they added up all the individual counts of all the tribes, and it was the same thing, 603,550. So what's so special about that? The answer is the count of the tribes was relevant for how much territory they're going to receive in Eretz Yisrael. La'rav tarben nachaloso, la'ma'at tamid nachaloso. Right? If you were a bigger tribe, what? then you can get more territory. So if you would lie and say, hey, these people, we have more people. These people are all, you count from age 20. These are 19. Well, we'll fudge the birthday. We'll count these people too. So by the fact that at the end, they had each tribe count, and it was the same amount that they got with the previous count. Now the previous count was just a count of all of Klal Yisrael, not of the individual tribes. But here there was a double count. It was the tribes individually, and then what was it in the end? By the fact that the number was the same as the previous count, which was all of Klal Yisrael, well, there was no impetus to cheat and lie because no one was going to get, it wasn't, they weren't going to Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't relevant to get any more territory. But the fact that this count in Bamidbar had the same numerical value of the previous count, and this was also a count of the individual tribes, which was relevant for their territory, and it was the same, it shows that they were honest. That every tribe was exactly honest to say how much it was. And Haraya, what it added up in the third count was the same as the second count. And the second count, there was no impetus to lie. And here, there was an impetus to lie, but yet they didn't. And that shows the integrity of Klal Yisrael. So, Manu v'Otzru, so one could say like this, and that's all in the Panim, B'Yofos and Rav Shaul Brach. Now let's tie it in. The idea of manu, we count, and then we mekabel the Torah. Because to be mekabel the Torah, we have to have a dedication of Ehrlichkeit, of honesty. So the count in this week's parsha shows the Ehrlichkeit of Klal Yisrael, that no one tribe cheated even by one person. It was the exact amount that was before, was now, even though now it could be relevant to have to have a bigger amount of people because it's going to be relevant to how much territory you're going to get. And yet it was the same count, the same amount as the count with the Kololistic account that was before had the same number now. Because if one person would have, there would have been person, one tribe that would have lied on the numbers, it wouldn't have come out the same. It would have come out one person more. And it wasn't. It was 600, 3,550. That's the manu is the what? Is the midas emes is the hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. And that's manu v'atzur. And that's why it's not just Stam. In other words, now we can understand based on this fourth from the point of the office and Rav Shaul Brach. It's not just Stam that Bamidbar comes before Kabbalah Satorah. Except for 3 out of 100 years. It's because that's the integrity of a Yid, is the attitude that he has to go in when he counted, when he's Kabbalah Satorah. He can't just say, I'm not Erlich, but I'm still Mekabel the Torah. No, the Kabbalah Satorah, every Yid, this has to be Erlich. That's the it's Manu. That's why we read Bamidbar right before Kabbalah Satorah. Manu v'Otzru. And even though the way our calendar works, as we said before, every once in a while there'll be Noso in between, and if your son's bar mitzvah that year, make sure he reads the right, he prepares the right parsha for your grandson, for your great grandson. But as Hashem, this is the Musar Haskil. So as we come to Matan Torah, and I always like to point out, there's a minhag to have cheesecake on Shavuos, so make sure your wife gets a good cheesecake, because and the if the Kolbo says, because Dvash v'Cholov Pachas Lashonech, because Divrei Torah has to be sweet, like cheesecake, like honey. Divrei Torah has to be masikas, and it's the only mitzvah in the Torah that the Degel Machne Ephraim speaks about, that we make a bracha of a harevna. That was the Torah should be sweet. And there's no other mitzvah that we do and we daven to Hashem that it should be sweet. We do the mitzvahs. We like them. We don't like them. It doesn't matter. We do them. But the part of the, and that's what the famous Hakdama to the Egle Tal says, that people think if you enjoy learning, that's shelo lishma. He said, no, faker. If you enjoy learning, that's more lishma. And that's an integral Torah. The Torah has to be something that people enjoy. And Rabbi David Cohen always says, has said in the past, Rabbi David Cohen, that different, some people will find the sweetness in Gemara. Some people will find the sweetness in Chumash. Some people, there are a lot of avenues where you could find, and Maritz Chayes discusses, there's certain people that neshama is. And Rav Kook has this in his Rav Golov, Meir Golov's one shomer from Rav Kook. Some people, their neshama is more noted towards a certain type of learning than others. But the key is that everyone should find their chelak in Torah. The Seichel Kedem B'Sar Secha, that's why the Megala Amukas, of Nosa Kamenesi, the Megala Amukas says, Yisrael, Yesh Shishim Riba Osios LaTorah. Even though it might not be exact, but Yesh Yisrael is Yesh Shishim Osios LaTorah, which means that every yid has an Osios in Torah. Every yid has a, as Nosa Kamenesi pointed out from the Megala Amukas, every yid has a chelak in Torah. And we should all find our chelak in Torah, and we should have a year of learning Torah. We should continue our learning. It should be a mesikus. So when we eat the cheesecake, we should have in mind that the cheese, that learning should be at least as sweet as the cheesecake. And Be'ez Hashem, wish you a good Shabbos, and for next week, I wish you a good Yontif, and it's good to see you all. We should have as man Kabbalah Satorah, and the Iker is we should all be healthy, because like the Rambam says, if you're not healthy, you won't be able to do the mitzvahs properly. So to learn Torah, we should all have good gesund for many years to come. A good Shabbos
Amen.
and a good
Good
day.
job.